Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is not trading, and it hasn't since last night. Not even one trade. September, though, 6.40¾, up 4½. Soft July wheat, 5.16¼, up 1½. September, 5.32½, up 6½. July corn, 3.97½, down 2¼. September, 3.78½, up a quarter. December, 3.85, up a quarter. July soybeans, 13.03¼, down 7½. November, 10.84¾, up 9¾. July soybean meal, 4.18, down 3.80. July soybean oil, 36.64, down 7 cents. August live cattle, 148.25, down 87½. August feeders, 210.50, up 12½. And July lean hogs are 133.12½, and they are up 32½. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimball of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, corn making new contract lows and then coming off the ground to try to put something to the positive, and now they're in the red again.
Well, we're trying to get a reversal going here. It's see where we are here at the end of the day, but it's going to be awful hard to get something big going to the upside. WASDE numbers there last Friday suggest we're going to have an ample supply at this point in time. So continue to kind of monitor the weather. Weather's favorable, at least going through pollination for corn. We'll see what type of moisture and temperature forecast we have as we go more through the growing season. It's not ideal or perfect everywhere, so we'll see what this afternoon's crop conditions report shows and see if some of these troubled areas continue to stay on a little bit of stress and strain, for say. But thus far as a whole here, without any big weather concern or big export business or demand business coming at us, it'll be awful hard to see the market, put a substantial bounce in unless we have a catalyst to trigger that.
It seems like there's still some room to the downside. If you looked at the latest non-commercial report, net longs, more than 123,000, and they haven't given up the ship yet.
Well, on corn particularly, they're still long there, but you got to remember we've seen a lot of spread activity take place, so we can see, spread unwinding or some new spreads put on. But that's be the fear in the corn is that, if the funds do want to establish a short position, there's quite a bit of selling power to still come into the marketplace. And when you look at the technical picture chart-wise, there's still some downside objectives from here that could hurt, especially if you want the market to stay firm or go higher.
In the short term, 375 a target?
Hey, there's targets all the way down. Originally, 380, but 375, 380, then 350, then 325, then 305. So basis December futures. So there's all kinds of downside targets to look at.
You mentioned the WASDE numbers. You also begin to crunch that a little bit. And I took some time to do that this morning. USDA cuts imports by 5 million bushels, check. They increase seed use by 4 million bushels, check. Increase the crush by 25 million bushels, okay. Increased exports by 20 million bushels. And the old crop being carried out goes up by 15 million. So that means that they must have done something in the residual. And the best I can figure, Kurt, is that they missed the previous year's ending stocks by something along the line of 67, 68, 69 million bushels. And I begin to think, how can that happen?
Well, that's it's a good question. Instead of going back and changing the production number, they're just trying to get the equation to balance out. And, you know, obviously they're saying that they've missed that many bushels on the production side, so they underestimated last year's crop, basically, and they're just trying to get it to balance out. So
right.
It's kind of hard to put a negative number on the supply-demand balance sheet, but they did do that. You know, it's a little bit concerning when they've got those numbers, but it's kind of a head-scratcher here and suggests that there was a lot more beans around than anticipated. The other thing is on the imports, that number could even fluctuate even further yet. So there's a lot of zigging and zagging, but 5 million bushel here, 10 million bushel there. You know, we'll see how it all pans out.
And so going forward, we're looking at what is reported to be something like a record soybean crop if conditions were to pan out. Now, it's been cool and it's been wet, and it looks like it's going to be cool and wet or cool and dry for the next little bit of period, but the cool cannot be something that those people in the camp of a huge soybean crop are it's got to be a flag for them, I would think, and cool generally for much of the growing season.
Well, we'll see what August brings. August is going to tell the story. See where we are, but as far as overall development, we're pretty well on track for trend line yields at this point in time. We'll see what the conditions shows and see how far along we are. But as of right now, you got to stick with the numbers we have. The thing on the supply demand balance sheet and the numbers we have right now for bean carry out of 415 million bushels.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to get carryout down to, 150 million or less to make it a bullish supply-demand balance sheet. So we've got increased demand by 160 million bushels, or we need to lose 2 bushels to the acre on beans to get the tighten up the supply side of the equation to get that carryout down to a bullish situation. And, if we do that job, we're still looking at an ample soybean number on the world supply-demand balance sheet. So, there's a lot of things to look at, but in the meantime, we're going to need a Labor Day freeze, if you're talking cool temperature, to get the bean market excited.
So, therefore, even at these lower prices, Beans are something that producers might want to consider going ahead and doing some selling at.
Well, at this point in time, I would say, dead cat bounces, recovery or strength in here still needs to be sold. Overall downside risk still lays on the table here. Ideas are these November beans could drift on down to this $10 level.
Mm-hmm.
So November beans, has an 80 cent downside risk from right here, Dave.
A little bit about the wheat before we let you go.
Well, it's kind of puzzling, but not yet puzzling, from the point there's ample wheat numbers, ample wheat supplies, not only here in the U.S., but around the world, but yet, too, when you visit with producers here in the East, particularly soft red winter wheat, there's something wrong with the wheat in general. The toxin or test weight, guys are getting docked terribly on this soft red winter wheat, so you have to question the quality of deliverable supplies of wheat. So therefore, the futures market's just dropped a ton in here, but yet we've got some real quality issues out there. So at some point in time in here, there's going to have to be some premium developed for good quality wheat.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Soft July wheat, 546.5, is up 31.75. September is 532.5, up 6.5. July corn, 397.5, down 2.25. September 379 up 3/4. December 385.5 up 3/4. July soybeans 1303.25 up 7.5. November 1087.25 up 12.25. July soybean meal 418 down 380. July soybean oil 3664 down 7 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.